At a petrol station on Custom Street in Juba, about 100 cars, trucks and motorbikes are in a queue. Their drivers are hoping to get fuel. The gas station is run by Nilepet, an oil company owned by the government of South Sudan. One of the people queuing is taxi driver Malice Lemi. He already spent 2 days queuing and then gave up. This time has left his car at home and has come back with a can to try to buy petrol.
Everything is just not good. They say that Nilepet is bring for us diesel, but there's no diesel in Nilepet even. Even sometimes you can go there to petrol station, you can sleep there 3 days, 4 days, even you cannot get something. Sometimes we used to buy in black market, but black market they are selling 4,000, 5,000.
That's about 40 euros up from about 10 euros for a full 20-liter jerrycan. Before the fuel crisis, Lemi used to earn the equivalent of about 60 euros a day driving his taxi, but he makes less now. When he can't get fuel, he has to stop working. Otim Robert rides a motorbike about a border in Juba. It's one of the main means of transport in South Sudan besides buses. He says it's hard to get fuel at a cheap petrol station, so he buys it on the black market.
Sometimes, maybe we go for petrol station the whole day, you can't get. Maybe you go to evening, you sleep there.
But it can be hard to get fuel on the black market, he says, because sellers are hiding from the police.
The whole day morning, you cannot get, maybe you buy black market. If you know black market, you pack your bike over at your home.
Fuel is sold on the black market in 1.5 liter bottles or 20 liter jerrycans, but it's expensive. Those selling fuel hide in their houses, but officials say it's dangerous to store flammable materials at home. The government wants to stop the black market and bring in cheap fuel. Mohammed Lino Benjamin is the undersecretary in the South Sudan's Ministry of Petroleum.
The Ministry of Petroleum issued an order banning all the process of selling fuel products along the roads and also not in the fuel stations. Now we are addressing the issue of selling the fuel products at the right place. And availing fuel products is also another process that we are working on to make sure that there is fuel available for everyone in the country.
But petrol stations are still empty and people are still buying on the black market. A similar order 2 years ago also achieved little. The scarcity and price of fuel has affected everyone's daily life in South Sudan. The price of public transport has tripled because of the fuel shortage, so many people in Juba now walk to work. Many of them may be wondering how this is happening when they live in an oil-producing country. About 80% of South Sudan's revenue comes from selling crude oil. Tito Justin, RFI, Juba.